Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I should have brought my mic over before I started this, right? Would make more sense, just tells you where my head is. It's up my ass. Now, welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am Eric Tenkar, your host, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Facebook group, Discord server, MeWe, WeWe. So, just a few quick things. If you haven't backed the Hero's Journey 2nd Edition by James Spahn, you're out of your fucking mind. It's James's little baby. If you've listened to me, I'm sure you've listened to James. I think I'm interviewing James tomorrow night. I don't think it's tonight. If it's tonight, I'm really fucked up in my head and missing things. But in any case, I'll be interviewing James. But I got to tell you, the Hero's Journey, it's already surpassed 15K. You had a goal of 5K. It's good stuff. I've read it. All right, I'll be honest with you. I have done what I do with all RPG books that come into my possession, PDF or print. I don't read it front to back. I read it with those RPG eyes where you kind of flow through it. You know, it's like you skip through. It's like, all right, yeah, I know this shit. I know this shit. You probably don't, but yeah, I know this section. This section is the same. That's what I did. And I got to say, it's had some good stuff there. And I think it's going to be one of the breakout RPGs of 2020. You heard it here first. Well, I'm the one that told James when he was saying, we're looking at a 5K goal. I'll be very happy if we hit 10. I'm like, you're probably going to hit 20. He goes, no, we're not. Well, they're at 15K after a couple of days. Yeah, they're going to hit 20. So to James, to Alan, God bless. Keep it rolling. But now, actually, you know what? There's a segue from this. And what I'm going to say is, you know, when we look at our new RPG books, okay, we look at our new OSR books, and it's like a lot of people are like, oh, man, I want some more of that old school black and white art that was so cool back in the day in my player's handbook and my DMG. Well, I got news for you. That art that you remember mostly was not there. Here, case in point, I just looked through the spell section in the player's handbook, first edition, AD&D. And see, now I got to move the mic that I put on top of the numbers that I wrote down. In the 58 pages, now this is including the spell list, in the 58 pages, though, of spells, okay, this is cleric, druid, magic user illusionist. So that's 7 levels of cleric spells, 7 levels of druid spells, 7 levels of illusionist, 9 levels of magic user spells. There's 15 pieces of art, and a few of them are obviously just little pieces of filler art. So when you think back to the good old days of gaming and the amazing artwork. Yes, there were some iconic pieces of artwork back then. A Paladin in Hell. That's amazing. Was it Emrakul, right? When he's riding that horse through town or that city on that cobblestone street and casting that spell. And Yes. Great pieces of full-page artwork. But the rest? Sorry, folks are going to hear me say this, was mostly shite. And I had to say shite and not shit because, it sounds better. But really, we think back, and the art wasn't that great. You look back at the artwork in Judge's Guild products, it wasn't that great. And I'm guilty of the same fucking thing as the rest of you are. I used to look at this stuff, the new stuff, and go, really, this color artwork, it's good, but it doesn't evoke the same flavor as the old black and white art did. And you know what? You go back and you really look at that black and white art, even in the Monster Manual, okay? It wasn't all that good. And why? right? Why is that? Because good enough was good enough back then. There was no competition. All right? You could put out something, and really, you think about it, you were competing against, what, Tunnels and Trolls? Have you seen the artwork in the original Tunnels and Trolls shit? It does make the stuff in the, you know, the filler art in AD&D look pretty good in comparison. All right? We didn't have this established community, which I think is amazing because of the potential it brings. Now, do I still prefer black and white art over color? To some extent. There are games that are made to swim in color art and it looks great and it's evocative and that's awesome. But there's also art that looks striking in black and white. Now, I know that Frog Eye Games plans on doing a little bit of a mix between or find a place between the two extremes. It's not going to be quite black and white art. It's not going to be color art. It's going to be black and white with a third color. And I think that might be really cool. And it might appeal to people like that, I don't know, that lizard mind of mine that's in there that keeps on going, but the black and white art in AD&D was so awesome. And yeah, some of it was, but most of it wasn't. And it'll also appeal to the people that have gone beyond their early OSR lizard mind. And I don't know what you want to call it, the Homo sapien. They've gone to the walking upright, and they go, color, man, color is awesome. Because, you know what, your OSR lizard mind only saw pretty much black and white anyway, right? Most animals don't see the full color spectrum. And as an old school gamer, I have trouble appreciating the full color spectrum because it's what I grew up on. But like I said, I've looked back at my player's handbook, and I'm just like sucking my teeth going, yeah, this wasn't very good. Some of it was. Don't get me wrong. But the majority was not. And we look back with these rose-colored glasses as to the art that was there. Now, I'm going to get voicemails or angry comments on Facebook about this. You don't know what you talk about. You're right. You know what? I'm not an artist, so I can't appreciate certain aesthetics of it. I don't have those skills. However, when it comes to art, I know what I like, and I know what I don't like, and I hate to say it, I'm actually appreciating some of the new art color-wise that's coming up in a lot of these OSR products. And I'm appreciating a lot of the black and white art, new black and white art, not from the names of old, necessarily, although there are some that stand up to time, but the new artists, the new creators. So there you go. Listen, I'm just talking out of my ass. It's a Friday night. It's what you get. Sorry. Folks, if you do like what you listen to, or if you have an opinion on what you listen to here on the Tavern Chat Podcast, leave a review, leave a rating, wherever you listen. I know Apple Podcasts is popular, but I use Breaker, I think, myself on my Apple phone to listen to most podcasts. Don't ask me why. But I do. And your word of mouth, your feedback is what I thrive on. So, as always, folks, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, later.